Clark County Clerk Christina Jensen says she doesn't believe for a second that Waukesha County Clerk Kathy Nicholas had ulterior motives after she initially failed to count around 14,000 votes from the city of Brookfield.
I guess I just felt really bad for the clerk because everybody was criticizing her, and I know how easily something like that could happen on election night.
Those missing votes ultimately swung the Supreme Court race to conservative Justice David Prosser. The mistake was bound to garner criticism and skepticism, especially since Nicholas is a Republican who has ties to Prosser. But Jensen says the system worked as it was supposed to, with the obvious omission caught the morning after the election.
I definitely think that there was no foul play involved there, and that is one of the purposes of the canvass the next day or the day after, is to verify that all of the results that were received in on election night were recorded correctly into our databases, and that's the time to catch those errors.
Jensen says changes to voting procedures have made clerks' jobs even tougher. She's a Republican, but she's opposed to her party's proposal to force voters to show photo ID at the polling place. She says the bill would add another burden to local poll workers and disenfranchise voters.
All of the absentee people would be required to provide photo ID when they vote, and students would not be able to use a student ID to vote. It has to be a Wisconsin, like a driver's license. And also it would disenfranchise our Amish people from voting. They don't have photo IDs.
Reporting in Nielsville, this is Paul Knopf on the Wisconsin Radio Network.